Hey, you. With a rhinestone dog collar, between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200-square-foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach, and I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 399801.
Welcome to the Gospel Light Minute. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you from a fresh and unique perspective how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of 15 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
I will see Whitney, Moses, David, Samson, and Peter in heaven. Will I see you? This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society, reminding you that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston's body will be laid to rest today. Whitney Houston's body will be laid to rest today, Sunday, February the 19th, 2012. After a fantastic homegoing service at her home church, the New Hope Baptist Church in New Jersey, on Saturday, the church was filled with well-known pastors, singers, musicians, movie directors, actors, and music moguls from different backgrounds and walks of life. They all came not only to celebrate her life, but to celebrate her faith and love for God, and God's love for her. Believe it or not, Whitney Houston did love the Lord, as Tyler Perry so eloquently stated in his remarks on yesterday. Not only that, believe it or not, Whitney Houston remembered to be a witness for the Lord throughout her career. Maybe not like Billy Graham, but she remembered to mention the Lord and to talk about the goodness of the Lord. And in almost every opportunity she could, she would sing the song, even on her albums and even in her best movie, The Bodyguard, that she did. Out of nowhere, if you watch that movie, in the middle of that movie, she began to sing, her and her sister, actor sister, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. It had nothing to do with the movie whatsoever. It was just smack dab in the middle of the movie, and I believe with all of my heart that she put that in there to be a witness for the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we are all saved by grace. And even though Whitney Houston had gotten away from the Lord in her personal life from time to time, she loved the Lord. But like Samson, she brought more glory to God in her death than in her life. She brought more people to the house of God to hear the word of God from all over the world than some people will bring in a lifetime. Someone asked the governor of New Jersey, "Why are you flying the flags half-staff for Whitney Houston?" She had some drug abuse issues in her life. The governor replied, "But for the grace of God, go I." Ladies and gentlemen, some people may doubt if Whitney Houston was saved and went to heaven when she died, based upon some things she did in her latter years. And yes, the devil tempted her, attacked her, as he does all of God's children. Unfortunately, Whitney Houston made some bad choices as a Christian. And of course, as God does with all of his children, God dealt with her about it. The saints around her spoke to her about it. And when the Lord, I believe, saw that she was not going to take advantage of the opportunities, what the Bible calls the space to repent, and the opportunities of grace that he gave her for his glory and for his name's sake and for her good in his mercy and love, I believe that God took her on home to be with him. And yes, God will do that. So some may doubt if Whitney Houston went to heaven when she died, based upon some things she did in her latter years. If that were the basis for going to heaven, then we could also doubt if some of the servants of the Lord whom God used in the Bible went to heaven as well. Moses was a murderer, yet God allowed him to lead the Israelites to the promised land, and God gave him the Ten Commandments, which, by the way, included the command, "Thou shalt not kill." Not only that, even as the Lord's commander and the man of God over the children of Israel, he chose to disobey God and hit the rock in front of the children of Israel. And even though God told him and punished him by telling him that you cannot go into the promised land, he was still God's servant, and he went to heaven. David was an adulterer. David was a murderer. And David was a liar. Yet he was the king of Israel and remained so after he sinned. And despite his sins, God still called him a man after his own heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Samson was a womanizer. We would call Samson in our day and time a player, who used his God-given beauty, gifts, and talents for his own purposes. Yet God used him at the end of his life, and even through his death, to bring victory for the Israelites over their enemies for the glory of God. Peter committed the ultimate sin, I believe, besides blaspheming the Holy Spirit. The ultimate sin of denying that he even knew Jesus Christ after spending so long a time with him. Not only once, not just twice, but three times, and on top of that he cursed and swore that he did not know the Savior who was getting ready to die for his sins. Yet the Lord searched for him and forgave him, restored him, and he was the first one to enter the empty tomb of Jesus Christ after his resurrection. He was used by God to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the whole known world in the book of Acts. He wrote two books in the New Testament and was used by God to be a key leader in the early church. Just based upon their behavior and actions, none of these servants of the Lord should be in heaven. But I can assure you that they are not, they are in heaven, not based upon their behavior, but based upon their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the Messiah. Whitney Houston, by the accounts of several of her friends, Christian friends, and by her own words, believed in Jesus Christ and loved the Lord all the way to the end of her life, in spite of her sins, her failures, and her faults. Ladies and gentlemen, after a week of gathering information on her spiritual life, I am convinced that I will see Whitney in heaven, along with Moses, David, Samson, and Peter. Now please be careful that you do not become a self-righteous Pharisee looking down your nose on sinners, because let me remind you that you are a sinner too. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The question today is, will I see you in heaven? And if you go, it will only be because of the grace of God. Dr. John MacArthur, who is a biblical scholar, said heaven is a place more wonderful than we can ever begin to imagine. It is a place of joy and beauty, of peace and happiness, that will never end. End of quote for right now, because I want to say something. Ladies and gentlemen, just last night, after looking at a broadcast regarding Whitney Houston's life, they showed the movie The Bodyguard, which Whitney Houston starred in with Kevin Costner, who I have a new respect for, by the way, based upon the wonderful remarks he made at Whitney Houston's funeral on yesterday. Back then, what he did took more than courage. For the first time, I watched that movie, and to my surprise, it was a good movie. And I told my family, ladies and gentlemen, that heaven will be like a great movie that never ends. Have you ever watched a movie and it was so good you just didn't want it to end? Well, heaven is going to be like that. Dr. John MacArthur goes on to say, in this quote, heaven is also a place where there will be no sin or suffering. Amen, somebody. No sorrow or pain. Heaven is the place where we will have perfect joy, perfect peace, perfect knowledge, and live in perfect comfort. We will love God perfectly, and we'll be loved perfectly by God. His love will engulf us forever. The question is, will I see you in this beautiful place called heaven? If you were to die today, and my friend, you're not sure that you would go to this place called heaven, where not only Moses, David, Samson, and Peter are, but where I believe Whitney Houston is today and has been for over a week. Allow me, dear friend, to show you how you can be sure right now so that you can go to heaven when you die. And by the way, you will die one day, just like Whitney Houston did. For it is appointed unto men once to die, and wise people prepare for something as sure as death. Here's how you can prepare. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. You have done some bad things in your life. You know you have. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Second, please accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Third, please accept the fact that you are on the road to hell without Jesus Christ. Our Lord in Jesus Christ, who was all about love and mercy and grace, said these words in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because they are afraid what their friends might say or what their family might say, and unbelieving, people who do not believe in God, the so-called atheists, and the abominable, the mean and hateful and cruel people, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of marriage with prostitutes and otherwise, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and follow the zodiac, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, if God did not get you on the other sins, I'm sure he has gotten you on the lying part, because I believe everybody has told a lie. And by the way, if you know someone did something wrong and evil, and you don't tell it, you're part of that sin and that lie. So you can lie and be silent at the same time. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, ladies and gentlemen, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. That's right, you cannot work your way to heaven. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's not anything that you have done." So you see here, it's not what Whitney Houston did or did not do. Yes, once Whitney Houston became a Christian, she was supposed to live a godly lifestyle and do the right things. But I'm here to tell you, there's not a Christian on earth who, even after they have gotten saved and baptized and in the church, have done everything right and perfect. Our doing things right and perfect, quote unquote, will not get us into heaven anyway, because we all have broken God's laws at some point in our lives. We are all saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. It is the gift of God, not of works. It is the gift of God, my friend, my friends, and not of works, lest any man should boast, or that is, brag. Fifth, today, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself. That is a fact. God made you because he loves you, and he wants to fellowship with you. But you must choose to fellowship with him. And you must choose the fellowship with him based upon what he wants you to do. And that he wants to save you from hell. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself. And that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, here's how you can fellowship with God and he with you. Here's the way. See, sin separates us from our fellowship with God. Sin has separated us from our original fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden. And so, pardon me, that problem has to be taken care of. Well, it has been taken care of in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world," that means that if you're in this world, and Whitney Houston was in this world, God loved her, God loves you. Make no mistake about it. You say, "Well, you just don't know what I have done. I have been on drugs. I have a problem with getting drunk. I'm a whoremonger. I'm a player. I like Samson. I'm an adulterer like David. I'm a murderer like Moses." I'm here to tell you, God still loves you. So much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. That whosoever, that means anybody at any time, that word whosoever, means anybody at any time believeth in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in where hell, but have everlasting life. Dear friend, with these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from the result of your sin. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, that's in Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord who? Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please pray with me the following simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting, receiving Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Remember, dear friend, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute broadcast. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, or would like to receive a copy of our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.
searching for that open door.
With a rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200 square foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach. And I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender. NMLSR ID 399801.
Hey, you, with a rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200 square foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach. And I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender. NMLSR ID 399801.